And as we just heard, transcripts of closed-door testimonies from various State Department officials put Rudy Giuliani at the center of the impeachment inquiry. He is the president's personal lawyer. But now, his own actions in Ukraine, ones that are being called shadow foreign policy, have put him and his associates under the microscope. Yamiche is back now with this report on how a man once known as America's mayor arrived at this moment.
That we could save a few people.
The attacks on September 11, 2001 thrust Rudy Giuliani onto the national stage.
America's mayor. He's the mayor of New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudy Giuliani.
And so I thank you very much for your leadership on the ground.
For a city in crisis, Giuliani, the mayor of New York, was seen as a steady leader. He helped rally those in grief and is often remembered for his fortitude during those times. Prior to 9/11, Giuliani was a polarizing figure.
I speak my mind. It was that way yesterday. It's going to be that way today. It's going to be the same tomorrow.
He presented himself as a tough-on-crime mayor who was going to clean up the city.
It's going to stop and end when we change the people who are running New York City.
But under his tenure, New York ushered in controversial policing tactics. A federal judge later ruled some of those tactics were racially discriminatory and were hence unconstitutional. Before he was mayor, Giuliani made a name for himself as one of the country's most powerful prosecutors.
You're dealing with a true crime empire.
Early in the Reagan administration, he was the Associate Attorney General, the third highest position in the Department of Justice. Then he became U.S. Attorney for the Federal Prosecutor's Office in Manhattan. There, he was known for going after corruption and organized crime.
12 board members have aided and abetted wire fraud.
Andrea Bernstein, co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast from WNYC and ProPublica, has covered Giuliani for decades.
He put the families that ran the national mafia in prison.
He sent corrupt political figures to prison, including a business partner of Roy Cohn, who President Trump has often referred to as the lawyer no one else could match. And he also went after Wall Street traders.
In New York, Giuliani was a big name. So was Donald Trump. The two ran in similar circles.
They're of a certain era, and they both have really made their bones by selling their brands. In Trump's case, glitz and success. In Rudy Giuliani's case, law and order. When Rudy ran for mayor, Trump became a major financial backer, and the Giuliani administration helped Trump's business projects. And they struck up a friendship, a chemistry really, which has lasted all the way into the present.
Maybe you could show in the year 2000, the two appeared together in a comedy sketch for a press dinner.
Oh, you dirty boy, you, oh, oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
In 2007, not long after leaving the mayor's office, Giuliani ran for the Republican nomination for president. For several months, he was the frontrunner, but dropped out after the Florida primary without securing a single delegate.
Thank you all for your hard work, your spirit, and your support.
In 2016, Giuliani was an early and vocal supporter of then-candidate Trump.
What I did for New York, Donald Trump will do for America!
Sitting president.
When Robert Mueller began investigating the president as special counsel, President Trump turned to Giuliani to be one of his personal lawyers. Giuliani took their defense right to the court of public opinion on TV.
The president did not.
He said nobody had any contact. Tons of people had contact. Nobody.
Now Giuliani finds himself at the center of the impeachment inquiry.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
In closed-door depositions on Capitol Hill, a parade of witnesses said Giuliani played a critical role in shaping U.S. policy to Ukraine to benefit President Trump politically. The initial whistleblower complaint that sparked the impeachment inquiry states, the president's personal lawyer, Mr. Rudy Giuliani, is a central figure in this effort. The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, told U.S. House investigators he was concerned about Giuliani's actions. He said Giuliani was leading a, quote, irregular, informal channel of U.S. policymaking with respect to Ukraine. For Giuliani, his work abroad has often been met with legal scrutiny. In 2001, Giuliani launched a lucrative consulting firm. His clients were all over the globe: Brazil, Qatar, Romania, Argentina.
By the time he ran for president in 2007, his disclosure form showed that he'd gone from having about less than $5 million in assets when he left City Hall to about somewhere between $20 and $50 million in assets. And much of that had come through these foreign business relationships.
A lot of that work remains mysterious. For example, his work in Turkey and with an Iranian dissident group may have broken the law.
Rudy Giuliani is going on a fishing trip, as in an information gathering mission, in Ukraine.
Ukraine, though, is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. It may also be central to a possible criminal investigation into Giuliani.
A criminal investigation into Rudy Giuliani's work in Ukraine.
And joining us now from New York is a key figure in the Ukraine drama, Rudy Giuliani, the president.
Giuliani made his first trip to Ukraine in 2003. That began a decade of consulting and publicity trips to the country.
People in countries around the world see him as a conduit to the Trump administration. He began working in Ukraine for the mayors of various cities, for the mayor of Kharkiv, for the mayor of Kiev. He began making trips there. It doesn't seem like these trips involved real consulting work, maybe a speech. But certainly appearances.
During the first 2 years of the Trump administration, Giuliani ramped up his trips to Ukraine. He sought to dig up dirt on President Trump's political rivals there. To do so, he turned to two associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman.
These two individuals with a series of different kinds of businesses, but no real track record in American politics, began to get very, very close and to make very generous donations to Trump's political causes. What was unusual about this is that they really didn't have a business profile, and yet they were making contributions running up to the hundreds of thousands of dollars to Republican political causes.
Giuliani dispatched Parnas and Fruman to Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine. They were to uncover information to undermine the U.S. intelligence community and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. In their efforts, the two connected Giuliani with the Ukrainian prosecutor general at the time, Yuri Lutsenko.
Lutsenko is somebody that at one point in the past year said that he had information that could be damaging to the Bidens and was working closely with Rudy Giuliani in his effort to, as Giuliani saw it, expose some kind of malfeasance by the Biden family. Now, it's worth saying that there is no such evidence of that.
Giuliani's meetings with the Ukrainian prosecutor are an important thread in the impeachment investigation. As for Parnas and Fruman, they ran into their own legal troubles.
This investigation is about corrupt behavior, deliberate lawbreaking.
The two have been indicted by federal prosecutors for allegedly illegally funneling campaign contributions to get the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine removed from her post, among other charges.
My knowledge in the spring and summer of this year about any involvement of Mr. Giuliani was in connection with a campaign against our ambassador to Ukraine.
That was President Trump's nominee to be ambassador to Russia, Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan, in his public confirmation hearing before the Senate last month. As these questions swirl, Giuliani has been noticeably absent from his once frequent TV appearances. He has been subpoenaed by the U.S. House. So far, he is refusing to comply. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.